Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I see this. I really honestly believe that Kyrie and LeBron, the way things are going, kind of need each other. And the, both of their situations are sort of deteriorating.
Seriously.
Both of their options are getting a little bit narrower. I really think that the Lakers should make a hard move for Kyrie Irving in this offseason. And even though you would never think that they could play together again, I think that this season especially, the best laid plans of mice and men and free agents and Kyrie and LeBron leaving Cleveland. Kyrie is difficult to project, but the way this season has ended, I would definitely be calling him on July 1st.
Oh, my God. That's wait. Brian Windhorst. And I'm not knocking what he's saying because he might be right.
Wait, what's,
but isn't it sad?
Wait, hold on a second.
Yeah. What?
The best laid plans of mice and men?
And
what's else?
It's a play. You remember that play?
No, yeah. Mice of men. Wasn't that like a
Lenny? Lenny was the dumb guy.
Yeah, no. Oh, I mean, pet the rabbits. Pet
You'd
the
be good Lenny. You'd be good Lenny. You'd play a good Lenny.
Or, geez, wow, are you typecasting me?
Yeah, we're
no,
going
no,
to.
No, I mean, come on.
I'm just looking at you. I'm looking at your acting ability, and I just think you could handle the role.
I know. We're going to take you out by the water.
All I know is that somebody dies at the end. He kills somebody.
How stupid is this that we're talking a year ago, 2 years ago? Was it a year ago? Kyrie had to get away from LeBron. He couldn't do with it anymore. I need my own team.
Yeah, but
I
you know what that's like.
Then he made the phone call this year like, oh, I'm sorry,
we
LeBron.
Need to take a break. It's almost like a couple that honestly, they fight, they squabble, they're successful, but they just feel like, you know, the grass is greener on the other side. They both go out and try to make it on their own, and they can't.
Please, I've seen this play before.
It's cheaper to keep her. You
go
ever
for
heard
the,
that saying?
Go, no, go
How
for
about
the divorce.
That one?
It's I'm going to tell
keep
you,
her.
In this case, go for the divorce.
I tell you, there are some... call Bron, you know, and tell him, like, you know, I apologize for being that young player that...
Oh, this, you can call him every day.
Seen this Jeff Goodman article? He wrote, I think it was yesterday, actually, afternoon. Kyrie Irving squandered the ideal scenario with the Celtics. And he says, will they continue to experiment? So apparently he talked to some people here. This is that quote that we saw in The Jump, where it came from, where apparently one Celtics player, says Jeff Goodman, says, told me earlier this season that everyone respects his talent, but he's hard to play with because it's all about him. Hmm. But this one here I like too. Says he writes, when Danny Ainge and the Celtics brass, they knew the concerns with Irving when they dealt for him. And they did their due diligence before pulling the trigger. Quote.
Twigger.
Quote, they took a chance with both eyes wide open, one Cavs source told me. It says, quote, talking about Kyrie, doesn't want to listen to anyone, Cavs source told me about Irving. I've been around more selfish guys, but when you add up those three, moody, immature, and tough to coach, he doesn't have a leg to stand on.
And this is a Cavs, old Cavs source?
Source.
Yeah, you know who that was? An ex-Cavs source. That's David Griffin. Well, he's not taking him back in New Orleans.
And this is the one we know, too.
And by the way, the other source, that was that Wanamaker kid, right? That's the other one.
How about this? He takes the air out of the locker room, another member of the Celtics organization said. And you just never know what you're going to get with him.
Well,
okay,
yeah.
Well, that we know.
It's pretty consistent.
But the problem, the problem with that is that none of it is good. And my guess is that if you ask Marcus Morris, because I don't think it's him, or Marcus Smart, and I don't think it's Tatum, because Tatum has had a really good relationship, it seems to me, from what I've heard.
How about playoff Mook?
That he has taken Tatum under his wing. And so that's the split there, guys. But there are other guys in there that are probably saying a positive thing. But why isn't anybody, again, pointing the finger at Brad Stevens and saying, Brad, you had two factions in your locker room. How did you not
again, but
bring
I,
them together?
I say, but okay, let's just.
I'm not blaming it all on him, Christian. I'm saying, but
I know,
there was
but,
no attempt.
Oh,
to
how
do
you
it.
Here? So come on, you know there's an attempt. How many? How about when Danny Ainge probably was trying to talk to him?
I think Danny was.
How many people that were constantly trying to talk to him? And that was my issue yesterday.
See, I think they're trying
there
to figure him out.
There are some guys that are just. Yeah. You can't do anything with them. I don't care how many different ways you try to go about it. They're just who they are, and good freaking luck.
And you think that's going to work?
That's who
in,
he is.
You think that's going to work in New York with Kevin Durant?
What do we care? Oh, Go ahead. We don't care. Go ahead. Have a good. Like he says, who cares?
If he can't change, if he can't make it work, what do you really care if, where he goes?
I don't. I'm just saying I don't think it has any chance of working in New York. And if he thinks it was bad here,
it's going to
be 10 times worse in New York.
Celtic fan, like if he does leave, I want him to go somewhere where it's a complete disaster.
Yes, exactly.
That's just the way you work, right? That's how
and
we think.
Play on
and that's
Crystal.
What Shaq
so
thinks,
think,
and that's so what Charles
So if you think
Barkley
New York
thinks.
Is going to be a disaster from the jump, perfect. Go to New York.
I don't think it's going to be good. I don't think it's going to be good.
Kyrie Irving not being here is not the end of the world.
Jackie McMullen from ESPN had that story last week about Kyrie. She was asked about this possibility of a Kyrie and LeBron reunion.
I asked him point blank this very question. I think I told you this. I think I shared this with you. We were doing a story that will maybe even on the NBA happiness story. I forget. I don't know. And I said, you know what everybody's saying, Kyrie? They're saying now you're going to go back with LeBron. And he looked at me. And he laughed. I said, is that a yes or a no? And he laughed again. And he put his arm around me. And he left. So determine
wow.
that what you may.
Me too?
That was
hashtag
3
too.
Weeks ago. 3 or 4 weeks ago.
That's what Joe Biden
did
would
have
done.
Did she say hashtag me too? Put your hand off me. What is that about? I didn't tell you you can touch me.
No, he didn't respond to it.
So what is? What does that mean, dude?
He didn't respond to it. I don't know. I don't know what it means. Can anybody figure this guy out? I mean, that's the biggest problem. You can't sit here, and even people that probably know him well probably can't tell you what he's going to do right now. Because what he's saying right now, and I already said it, I think Stephen A. may be right on. He's hearing directly from that inner circle. What was the guy, the friend of Kyrie, that was tweeting stuff out the other night?
A picture of he and LeBron in a Lakers uniform.
Yeah, that was a friend of his,
Instagram.
Right?
Well, he's got pictures of him all over the place. They're hanging out, okay. Him with his daughter, Kyrie with his daughter. So they seem like friends, yeah.
So the inner circle are probably telling Stephen A, there's no way he's going back to Boston. It was miserable. It was a disaster.
And I don't want to hear about Kyrie staying in Boston. He ain't staying in Boston. Stop that nonsense. He's out.
All right, but what about a month from now?
He's been pretty accurate lately, too.
He has been. What about a month from now? He's been real accurate.
Hey, listen, hold on.
Yeah, you're being unfair.
Judge the source.
You've been unfair. He knows that Kyrie is on the Boston Celtics right now. He's got the right player with the
this
right
is
team.
True. He ain't going back to Cleveland.
Yeah.
I think LeBron James or Kyrie Irving could have like a little Billy Martin, George Steinbrenner type like vibe to it, right? They're just constantly getting back together. Ah, it doesn't work. Getting back together. Ah, it doesn't work.
But the question we all have here with the, you know, being left in the rumble is what do we do here? What do the Celtics do here? I feel bad for Danny Ainge. He is dealing with a serious health problem, a serious health issue right now. He is a pretty calm, I would say, and relaxed guy in most cases.
Seems like it.
Okay.
Plenty.
And you know, the doctors are sitting there going, we do not want the blood pressure building up. We don't want any of this stuff.
Stay away from high stress.
This guy wrong, Glenn.
And in all of the years that Danny's been here, has there ever been more high stress than what we're dealing with right now? Now, I know it's overreaction to a loss of a playoff series. We all do that. We overreact to it. Who knows what we're saying, you know, 2-3 months from now. But in the moment, you look at it, I feel bad for Danny. You know, his wife Michelle's probably shutting everything off, shutting down everything, not allowing him to watch TV, see what's going on, because, you know, this is not good right now. And yet, he's the guy that has to spend this summer putting it all together.
Yeah, it will be weird, figuring though, it out. If you're Kyrie, because, like, when you're in the arena and the spotlight's on you, he's so discombobulated and so inconsistent. I wonder what his mindset will be like when he does remove himself from the situation. When he does sit there and like nobody's constantly peppering him, and he does have some more financial statements. Okay, this is what your bank account is now. Now watch this. I'm gonna do this. Do 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 do. Okay, boop 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 boop. Okay, now look. How do you walk away from that?
I'm telling
it
you,
is
it would not surprise me at all.
And that would just go hand in hand with the way it is.
So you know what? It would not surprise me at all if he's got the balls to go to the Knicks and say, "Listen, I'm going to come to the Knicks, but I'm doing it on under one circumstance and one circumstance only, that you get me my full 5-year pay that I would have gotten from Boston."
Sure.
Which means you're going to have to do a sign and trade and give up something for Boston. Now, he's obviously looking at it from a shallow point of view, because it forces the Knicks to give up good players, and they don't have many, and they have one or two that could help him and Kevin Durant win next year. But he, I don't think he'll care. I think it would not surprise me at all if he's got the balls to do that. And you want to see fans in New York get pissed? You want to see the tabloids, the Post and the Daily News?
Depends on what you give up. I mean, I guess you give up anything. It's an asset that you could have used in another
deal.
Give
up Kevin Knox and watch what happens.
But I'm just saying, like, you know, do you... What are you going to get when you sign a trade? You know, Danny going to hold their foot to the fire that much? You're like, hey, you know, this guy's gone. What do you take in return? So I don't know. I don't know what you give up, but I could see him doing that. I want my 5 years. Right?
I think he would. I think he would have the balls to do it instead of sitting there. Because you can
He's
look
got
at
no balls.
Because we're talking about
if he had balls, he would have played the other night.
We're talking about the various options he has. And we keep on saying that Boston can pay him more money and give him an extra year. And that is correct. But would it surprise you at all if this guy's looking at it saying, screw that. I'm going to get both. I'm going to get to the Knicks with KD, my buddy KD, and I'm also going to get the five-year deal.
You know, it's funny. Like, LeBron James did the same thing his last game before he left to Miami with the Cleveland Cavaliers.
They got a sign-and-trade. That was a sign-and-trade with Miami.
Yeah, but the fact
when he went to Miami about, the first time.
I'm talking about his, well, the only time, really. I'm talking about his...
Well, he went back to Cleveland.
He is... His just the way he was in that game. I remember watching that game, and then he ended up leaving early, a little bit early, and taking off his jersey. It was this whole like, almost like rehearsed, over dramatic antics. Right? He just knew he was gone,
sure.
And that to me is exactly what Kyrie did. It's the exact same thing. It looks a little different, but the impact is the same.
But they're all divas guys.
Yeah, they all are.
The NBA guys are all divas. You know, you were talking earlier, Lou, saying baseball doesn't do this. Baseball has free agents. Maybe the best closer in the game and one of the better starters that is still looking for a job right now. There's no soap opera going on with those guys. Nobody's willing to sign them. They might after the we get through the the next month here
in
June. But basketball, it's not only soap opera, but these guys are all divas.
Yeah, they all feel like
Russell
Westbrook, the
star. Every one of them.
Yeah, they're all odd. Kyrie's the weirdest.
Because then it turns
he's not
into
the
like,
weirdest.
Well, if I go to that team,
Westbrook's
is it my team
weird.
Or is it his team? Like, whose team is it? How much influence does the coach have? I want to be the man. Am I the man? Am I Batman or am I Robin?
Right.
Because if I'm Robin, that's not going to help my shoe sales.
Nobody wants to be Robin.
Well, that shoe sales would be down.
You notice that? Nobody wants to be Robin. You think more people would want to be Robin. Robin had a better personality.
He's very
Batman was a tough guy, but Robin was more...
I feel like Robin was really the glue.
Yes.
Well, that's Al. So Al's Robin.
I feel like you have to have a unique personality. You have to be very strong internally to be Robin.
All right, I got
to
talk to Jamal.
Here comes this guy, this big old codpiece. What's he doing?
No, I got to talk to Jamal because Jamal is pissed today, and I want to talk to pissed people today because that's part of our function, to calm them down. Go ahead, Jamal. What are you pissed at?
I don't understand why all these people are thinking Kyrie is not staying. And the fact that he threw it in our face that he doesn't want to help us win 4 championships in 1 year, he didn't even try at all. The Bruins are going to win. At least we'll have 3. But, you know, I don't even care if Kyrie stays or goes. It doesn't matter either way. I'm pissed at him and the Celtics.
So you're just pissed.
Yeah, you should be.
I mean, can we help you be in a better mood? What do you got going on this week? Anything fun? I mean, it's Friday,
you should be
Jamal.
Pissed off right now.
Jamal, it's Friday. What do you got going on? Anything fun?
I haven't even got my wife a Mother's Day present. I'm stressing out about that. Like, I really did. I have nothing to look
forward to. Jamal, to be honest with you, came to the right spot.
No,
Lou's a Mother's Day expert.
No, Jamal,
listen to Lou.
No, I'm just telling you, you're screwed. I'm sorry. It's going to be
Lou, you had great advice yesterday. Give Jamal your Mother's Day advice.
Jamal,
I can't help you.
Go to your wife and just ask her, whatever you want to do today, what do you want to do on your day? You got the kids? I'll take the kids, honey. You do what you want today. It's your day. Whatever she wants.
I was thinking about the food whole day, you know, like I'll make you breakfast, nice lunch, maybe top it off a little dinner, and then if you're feeling good after that, you know, a little soon.
Yeah. Chicka Bow Wow. Here's the thing. I found out that they don't want the Chicka Bow Wow on Mother's Day. They want your Chicka Bow Wow away from them. I would just keep it away from her.
Jamal was thinking of the three squared meals, though. He had that down.
That's a Father's Day gift, Jamal.
That'll make it worse, by the way.
Chicka Bow Wow happens on your day.
Think about this. It'll make it worse for the Celtics. If the Bruins win the whole thing, then you have 3 of your 4 teams in 1 year actually win championships, and it'll be even worse for the Celtics.
It's good to be the king.
Mm-hmm. All right, Celtics and Bruins on the docket, and we got an interesting situation in baseball. These signs are confusing me. I know baseball has a lot of signs for stuff, but I'm getting a little bit confused with all these signs in baseball. We'll get to that as well coming up next. And coming up in this next hour, the big fella made another prank phone call, this time to Raleigh, North Carolina.
Call from mom. Answer it.
Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Once again, it's Glenn, Lou, and Christian. Ordway, Marloni, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
Hi, back here on OMF at 617-779-7937. Yesterday, we told you about this Cubs fan that they...
Hold on, Rick. Can we do this first?
What do you want to do?
Since we just talked to Jamal, before we get to the Cubs, because I love this topic, by the way.
Right.
Go to John in Maine real quick.
Yeah.
Just so we can hash some things out, because we don't like our listeners to be unhappy. You know, so
really?
Go to John. Go to
Seemed
John.
Seemed like you pissed off the last guy.
I helped Jamal.
No, I don't think you helped a lot of people.
I want to talk John through it. Come on.
John's took Lou's advice, apparently, on Mother's Day. How did it work out for you, John?
Oh, man. Screwed me.
What happened?
100% screwed me.
How'd you approach it?
The same way you told everybody on the radio show. Hey, honey, what do you want to do on Mother's Day?
Yeah.
What are we doing for Mother's Day? I said, you know what? I'll take the kid. You go do what you want. Go with your sister. Get your nails done. Whatever. It's your day. Yeah. No. Not a chance. Shot down.
See, because you should have listened to me because, like, what I said, my issue with this is that there's not a right answer, John. Like, you're screwed either way. You want to take Lou's advice? Sure. Lou's an outlier. Lou's not like the rest of us. He's got a very unique situation.
Not like the rest of you.
You really
seven
can't
kids.
Take Lou's advice.
But, John, I don't understand. Well, was she upset that, you allowed her to do what she wanted to do on her day?
Yeah, it seemed like that.
Was that because you didn't have a gift for her?
I was like, wait a minute. Say it again?
Was it because she wanted a gift instead, or she wanted you to do something special on her day?
No clue.
All right. Okay. Yeah, John, I think it's all about
John,
your delivery.
Hey, John, do it.
I think it's about communication.
Hey,
John, do us, because I know you like calling the show. Do us a favor. On Father's Day, ask your wife to get you a new freaking phone, okay? Thanks, buddy. Good luck.
I would say it failed because of the delivery. I don't know if the advice was the problem. I think it was the person who was actually administering it.
He probably had his clothes thrown out.
John, Lou's going to come out to the house. He's going to talk on behalf of you.
I just think it was about the delivery. I mean, obviously, there's some communication issues there.
So Lou,
why was she mad? I don't know. My wife tells me exactly why she's mad.
Specifically.
Right to the point. All right, so go ahead. Get to the story.
So Lou retweeted this earlier, and it was very interesting because yesterday we talked about this Cubs fan who apparently gave a sign, and it was like a white supremacist sign that I don't know. I don't know any of these signs, so I'm kind of lost. I do not know my gang signs. I don't know my white supremacist signs. I don't know any of these signs. I have no clue. I'm out of touch.
It's not an Apple Watch.
So I saw it, and I had no idea what the sign was when the Cubs fan did it. Matter of fact, I don't know if you guys have seen it, but they have additional pictures and video of this fan, and he's giving, like, peace signs. I know what that was. I grew up with that.
Poked his head down, and it smiled and gave the peace sign. Two fingers up. What does that mean? Is that
peace?
White something?
Nope, that's
power.
Peace. That's peace. That's peace.
Are we sure?
Yeah. Right. Love.
No, it's,
sure
no, it's peace. Or victory.
Peace, love, and Woodstock. I grew up in all that. I know what that is.
The Trojans use that also.
Yeah,
that's
right. What it means to you. It might mean something different to others.
Apparently. So the Cubs, went crazy, even though they really didn't investigate. They didn't look into the past of this kid. Because if the past, and it's easy now, you go onto their social media sites and you can find out what they're posting. And if you sit there and say, oh, this guy's a bad guy, boom, see you later. You know, he means it. And it is a gang sign, or it is a white supremacist sign, because there's some history here. So Lou retweets this, Mike Trout giving the exact same sign to another player that the Cubs fan gave to another player.
Coming after you at home.
So is he banned now from Wrigley Field?
Yeah, that's breaking news. Trout cannot play against the Cubs in Wrigley.
Are they on the schedule this year?
He is clearly a racist. I just tweeted that out. The responses are pretty funny. I think the ones I thoroughly enjoyed was, you know, basically how we're all so naive that in 2019, don't pretend that you don't know what it means now.
I don't.
You know, and that's the thing. My response to that is, you know who does know what that means right now? White supremacists.
Interesting.
So if you know what it means, then you're a white supremacist.
If you know that that's what that means, then who are you?
See, what drives
me
crazy.
Why would anyone know that? We pulled those things up, right? Some of these other ones. 12. 12.
The number 12. Yes.
All right? Is Aryan Brotherhood. AB. 1-2.
Well.
The number 13 is something else as well. I mean.
Well, Brady did have the MAGA cap in his locker, you know.
But to say that. Because, again, the problem here is that they almost felt like they didn't even talk to the fan. They didn't even talk to him at all.
I don't understand that. So here's what we're doing, and we've seen a lot of it as well here locally. So we hear that something happened, or we saw that something happened, and we don't follow it up with any investigation. We just assume that it must have been something, right? That's what we're doing now?
I mean, that's kind of scary.
Again, I think it's very scary in this time, at the times we're in right now.
But these people that come out and be like, oh, please. Like, you don't know what it means.
I had no idea.
I have no clue. Like, who the hell does?
Did you know what that sign was?
Yes.
You knew what it was.
Yes. And I feel like, what do you mean? It's Major Flinch. Two for Flinch.
Oh, that's different, though. That's different.
Poke the hole.
Yes.
You're so dumb. You don't know what it means now.
And here's the thing.
People that know what it means, if you know what that means, then I look at you differently.
Yeah, but the thing is, you can't just retroactively just change what something means because you just.
From years ago.
Well, no, what do you mean from years ago? It's like, you just, like, all of a sudden everyone says, oh, it's one guy can say, that's racist. That's a racist symbol. What? Because one guy thinks that it's a racist symbol. Everybody else who uses it for, who used it first, and second, are using it for a completely different way.
Is it possible?
So they can never use it because one guy decided, or some prisoner, or some real white supremacist said, I'm going to adopt this symbol because I like it. I like it now. I this is the way I send messages to my followers.
Oh.
I mean, what, by using the same Major Look sign?
So I'm giving the peace sign right now, and that Cubs fan, is the peace sign mean something totally different?
It depends on how.
Because I could be out of touch with
obviously,
all that stuff.
Obviously, it does, Glenn. You don't know.
I don't.
The fact they didn't talk to this guy, the fact they didn't investigate, the fact that they just banned him, the fact that Theo Epstein actually came out and said when he saw it, it sent shivers down his spine.
Got Twitter applause.
Oh, please.
Yes. Oh, a lot of pats on the back.
Theo, you had no clue what it was. You guys are coming out now and being all like, you know, really aggressive with this because you are taking heat because your shortstop got banned for 40 games for domestic violence and you stood by him and this took a lot of heat from that. And it just so happened that a couple days ago, he returned from his suspension. And now you're doing this.
Ooh, I like the way you connected the dots there, huh?
You know what?
Pretty good.
So in other words, you know, we're fine with domestic violence. But racism, that's what, you know, we can't have.
We're drawing the line.
Yeah, so this is all it is. It's a reaction to what the heat they're getting for
Dennis and Russell. And the fact is that they're wrong. And they won't just admit they're wrong. What they do is they release a statement and they say, you know, it's more probable than not that this was a racist statement based on everything that we've uncovered. And if I'm this guy, and I'm not a racist, and I'm coming out on Good Morning America, whatever, every show I can find, and I'm calling out the Cubs.
He's fearful.
I'm calling out the Cubs.
But hold on, he's fearful.
No, this is bullcrap.
Yeah, but the problem
is easy.
Yeah, but exactly why Theo did it. Theo knew that he was going to get Twitter applause. Theo knew that most people would sit there and say, you're doing the right thing. But if this guy comes out there, somebody is going to come out of the woodwork and say, oh, yeah, he didn't mean it that way.
Here's the thing. The problem is that now, you imagine some kids in school. So now this has been stigmatized. This symbol has been stigmatized now. It's a racist symbol. So any kids in high school who are, maybe they're not even paying attention to what's going on, they're still doing it because they're kids.
So what?
And this game has been going on forever.
Well, I'm just saying, you've seen this before, right? Because if this gets out and people are talking about it and it becomes a story and now the Cubs look and says, guys, come on, just poke the hole. Oh, now the Cubs are fine with domestic violence and racism, right? So it's just the reaction. It's like, sorry, but it's like Adam Jones. And then, 2 weeks later is when John Henry couldn't sleep at night and had to change Yawkey way? Was it a coincidence that was a few weeks after the Adam Jones incident? I don't think
so. That was his excuse.
He's been having trouble sleeping for about seven, 15 years, but it just so happened that weeks following Adam Jones, that was when we're going to change Yawkey way.
So Anthony in Springfield saw something in the past with NBA players. I just looked at a video of a three-point shot being taken by Russell Westbrook.
Can't do it anymore.
And he is absolutely 100% correct. Go ahead, Anthony. Say it.
How you doing, guys?
What's up?
When you drain a three-point shot in the NBA, what do you do? What does every single player do?
Coming down the court, upside down. That's what they do.
Down to orientation.
No, wasn't it Jason Tatum who puts his hand like on his elbow and with that symbol down below when he hits a three kind of thing? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Inside his elbow and an extended three. It's just
all right. What about musicians? All those artists, what do they do above one eye? They throw up that same symbol. Are they all racist?
No.
Orientation?
Here's the thing, Anthony. Somebody might be. Okay?
Yeah,
apparently, because apparently it is. To them, I don't know. I'm just looking at a picture right now of AOC, actually.
She's doing it?
Oh, yeah. She's doing the okay sign in a picture on Twitter. So she must be, too. So I'm sure there are people that do it. And ones that do it are white supremacists. Okay?
But once you get to, like, the tippy tops.
So is there any...
But I think most other people have no idea that that's what it means.
So we have no history of Mike Trout on social media or anywhere else saying... You know, racist stuff, right?
How about just investigate this guy and find out?
That's all they had to do. Usually it's pretty easy. Nowadays, you can go through their social media accounts and you can dig out all sorts of stuff. So media people actually did this. They went through all of the social media accounts that this kid had, and guess what they found? Nothing. Zero.
Well, do you know, do you know that on the game show Jeopardy, there are, there's like five numbers that you cannot wage for obvious reasons. One is 666, which is obvious.
Yeah.
69. Sorry, Gronk.
Why is that?
69.
You can't wager 69?
You cannot wager $69. You can't wager $666.
Alex can't handle it.
No, here's the three other ones. This one of them hurts me a little bit. You can't wager $14, I want to use 88. You can't use 88 or 1,488. So basically, those are signs of white supremacy.
That's so stupid.
Well, let me give you.
So you cannot wager $14 on Jeopardy.
This is all stupid.
We've lost our minds.
So Crane Kenny is the Cubs president of business operations. He said, this is his quote, whether this person is going to ultimately say he intended it, that he was playing the, quote, circle game or some other stunt, the judgment to use that in connection with a respected reporter who happens to be African-American doing his job, that connection and, in his mind, coincidence is not going to fly here. The team has reached a conclusion that it's more likely than not that this person was using that hand signal as a racist way of interfering with everyone's enjoyment.
You know what he's telling us? He's basically saying, we don't want to take the backlash because somebody will point it out that it happened behind a black reporter. And therefore, we're not going to look good in all of this. So we're just going to assume that it was a racist symbol. And therefore, we're taking that angle of it. That's what they're doing.
There's no reason to talk to him, sir, because he's going to say that you're just playing the whole game, the circle game. Which
maybe he is.
A lot of people do. So like, we don't even want to hear that because we know he's lying. It's more probable than not. Really?
Yeah, I'm not giving any symbols anymore. Now, if I give the finger to either one of you guys,
That's changed.
Changed to what?
I'm not doing it anymore. I don't even know what you're doing.
What? I'm not doing it anymore.
Shortest stubby fingers.
Exactly. I can't make any symbols anymore.
Again, this is all because of Addison Russell and what they're going
through.
Yes.
I think you nailed it. You connected the dots.
That's all
Theo didn't want the heat. Okay. Controversial. And so what he did is he found another controversy in which he could get the Twitter applause. You're great, Theo. That's what he did.
If he interviewed the guy and they were convinced and this guy was like, man, I swear, I was just playing. I don't even know what the hell that means.
Yeah.
Then even if that story got out and the fan and everybody's like, okay, he was obviously joking. Somebody will write the article that the Cubs not only approved domestic violence because their shortstop just came back from 40 games, but now they're fine with racism. And he couldn't handle that.
See,
they're taking too much heat over Addison.
I would have no problem with the Cubs if the Cubs threw this guy out because they went back, researched, found out from people or on his social media accounts, this guy is a clear-cut racist.
Right.
He's making racist comments. So therefore, that symbol had to be something that was racist.
Fine.
But they did none of that. And the media did and found nothing in the background. So it might have been just an innocent symbol. The big fella over here can't help himself. He pranked a Raleigh, North Carolina radio station today, getting them all hyped up for the Bruins and the Hurricanes. We've got it for you coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Back to more of Ordway, Merloni, and Fourier right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
I can't take this.
Hey, Chuck.
Mac from Boston.
Chris.
Chuck. Let's go to Chris in Massachusetts.
Hey, how you doing?
My wife is from Canton.
You wouldn't know a good cup of clam chowder if I threw it in your face.
I'm a Pats fan living in New York.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm in Denver. I work in medical sales. I'm selling stuff out here. I'm running down to Boulder, Colorado. Love Boulder.
The only Rodney we respect out here on the East Coast is Rodney Harrison.
And this is Christian Fourier.
No, it isn't Christian Fourier.
Come on, Christian. If it's you, you can do much better than that. Come on.
This is so bad.
I'm sick. I didn't get much sleep last night.
Thanks for the call, Chris. Really enjoyed it. Bill is up next in Nashville. Bill, go right ahead.
That may be one of the great calls we've ever had.
All right, later.
Shout ahead.
Now it's Chuck the Crazy Prank Caller. Yes, just selling his medical sales coast to coast. Yeah.
Got a lot of business down there, too.
Oh, God. Who was the latest victim? It was some person
you got.
Some guy named David Glenn. The David Glenn Show. He's got a 25 network stations in the Carolinas.
Yeah, he's a big deal in the Carolinas.
He is. You know, he sounds like Dan Cilio.
Really?
Yeah.
And he's based out of Raleigh. Is that correct?
Correct.
So you gave him a little prank phone call today.
Well, yeah. So here's what I found out. That some guys, like the guys who really know their business, do a really good job of icing out the calls.
Thank you very much.
Okay, but I don't know if you know how to do this.
What do you mean?
But this guy actually was successful at it.
Okay.
Mm. Chuck and Charlotte has hockey on his mind.
Oh yeah. Hold on. Start over. Start at
normal speed.
Wow. Jeez. Okay. Try it again, there,
wow.
Ryan.
Wow. Talk about selling medical sales.
Yeah,
Chuck,
I got a job for you.
Has hockey on his mind. Chuck, welcome to the David Glenn Show. Go right ahead.
Hey, guy, how you doing?
I'm doing great. What's
Wait,
on your mind?
Stop it right there. Lou, come on.
Hi, how are you?
Lou, no, come on.
Here's the problem, because I heard you on hold when you called.
Hey, how you doing?
And the guy's like, yeah, he's like, yeah, I'm Chuck, just down here. Oh, you Bruins fan? Yeah. And he's talking like this. Yeah, I'm just a Bruins fan, you know. So the producer's probably listening. I just talked to this guy, and he's like, yeah, I know the Bruins. You must hate us, huh? Yeah. Back and forth. The minute you go on the air, yeah, hey, how you doing?
How you doing?
No, but
he toned it down a little bit. He did tone it down a little bit. That, yeah.
I learned my lesson, so I'm coachable.
Okay. All right.
You could pass the way you introduced yourself. Go ahead.
I'm doing great. What's on your mind?
All right. Well, you know what? I'm up here in Charlotte. I'm working up here, but I'm a Boston guy. And
congratulations on the win.
Yeah, I've got a decent town up here, but I mean, what a pathetic excuse for a hockey town. I mean, like, you guys think you know hockey, but I've never heard rednecks talk hockey before.
Hold on. Stop it there.
Wait a second.
You can't call in Raleigh and call them rednecks. What are you doing?
What am I doing?
Oh, that's great. I mean, how'd they respond to this one?
Wait a second. What do you mean?
Theo just called. He wants you banned.
Well, I thought
but
it was.
I've never heard rednecks talk hockey before, so I'm kind of weirded out by it. Not really sure how to handle it.
Let's see. I have a syndicated. Hold on. Chuck. This is not called the Chuck Show. This is not called the Chuck Show, okay? So stop being what they call a mass hole.
Ooh. You know, right back at you. call me a redneck.
This is where.
You a mass hole.
So this is where I want Ryan to correct me if I'm wrong. So he realizes that I'm not going to stop talking.
Right.
Okay.
Chuck, this is not called the Chuck Show.
Yeah, I think at this point.
So he realizes there's this button. You don't ever use it. Like, when we have callers that keep talking over us, we always say turn them down.
This is a learning experience.
Yeah, you can learn from this guy. You don't ever use it.
Can I just explain that? We'll get right back to the phone call. This is the machine over here.
He's going to use his arms.
Look at these arms. Little alligator arms.
He's been here for a long time.
Look at these.
We call that the Broadway slider. Like, yeah.
What the hell do they think I'm? The Greek freak that I've got? Look at this. I go over here now. Hold on. Let me lower.
Yeah, turn him down.
Turn the caller down. All right? and then I can come back over here.
Your chair has wheels on it.
But the engineers, they designed this studio so that the button is way the hell over there. Dial's way over there.
So he realized. So what's this guy's name? I don't even know this guy's name.
I'm here, then I have to go way over here.
Honestly, really? That's your excuse?
Look at his arms.
That is your excuse.
Why don't you do it?
I will do it.
Let me give him his mic switch.
Hold on.
Wait, hold that on. Can right the, wait, why? Because this does that microphone move?
It does.
What
move.
Does that? Oh!
Wait, look. What are you? Oh,
but then I got the caller over here.
You got a mouse. Do you have a mouse? Is that with you? No, does it move with you?
Look, see.
Move your whole operation over about a foot. You're
okay.
Good.
We're moving the whole operation.
Honestly, the screens move.
My mouse don't work. No, but you don't need the screen near you because it's not a touch screen.
Okay. You know, I got it under control.
It's not touch screen.
I want to thank, what's this guy's name? David Glenn for straightening me out when broadcasting 101.
Yeah. Stop. All right, let's get back to the call. A mass hole.
Like that.
You know, you ever heard that phrase?
Every time.
Chuck, I was raised in Philadelphia. I've been playing and watching hockey since I was 4 years old, Chuck.
Redneck there.
Want to have a man-to-man hockey contest? You want to play that game?
That's a battle of
wits. All right. How
battle of wits?
Yeah. Fourier challenges this guy David Glenn to a battle of hockey wits.
I was like, yeah, battle of wits. Let's go.
This is not called the Chuck Show, okay? So stop being what they call a mass hole. I've been playing and watching hockey since I was 4 years old, Chuck. Want to have a man-to-man hockey contest?
Hold on. By the way.
Battle of the wits.
By the way, he's watched a lot more hockey than Chuck has.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, wait, listen.
That's going to become very obvious.
If you want to know how much somebody knows, like a hockey guy, how much hockey knowledge he has, just ask them. They'll tell you.
Yeah, what men's league?
They tell you everything. I've been playing since this. I did this, and I coached.
I play in the over 40.
Oh, my God. Playing and watching hockey since I was 4 years old, Chuck.
Stop again. Here's the thing. when people call them and they have football questions, do they sit there, I've been playing football since I was four?
No.
They usually go, I coached, I played in high school. But hockey guys, if you disrespect them, their knowledge, they want to go, listen, nobody knows it more than me. I grew up with skates on. I had a lake in the back, and my dad said, hey, so what if the ice breaks? You'll figure it out. It's amazing. Keep going.
Want to have a man-to-man hockey contest?
Let's
you want to play that game?
That's a battle of
all right. How many Stanley Cups do the Bruins have since 1972?
All right, I'm going to pause it right here. Christian, do you know the answer to this by now?
It's one.
Okay.
But listen, I wasn't playing this game.
Oh, you didn't?
I wasn't playing this game.
Was not playing
this
along.
This is my show.
Oh,
How many Stanley Cups do the Bruins have since 1972? I'll give Chuck one more chance to answer. You have one more chance to answer, Chuck. I'm from Philly.
Oh.
Right out of the gate, you're not only obnoxious, you're false. I am filled with hockey knowledge.
I like this.
I have been at it for 5 decades. I host an everyday syndicated radio show across the great state.
Oh my God!
Who is this?
This guy's a lot older than I am.
Jesus, Hardo.
He's old. 5 decades.
This is David Glenn. He's going to be doing weekends here in about 2 weeks.
Wait, is he really out of Raleigh, North Carolina?
What's he, like 80 years old?
I have
old?
No idea where he's actually located at.
So he's
located
been 5 decades doing radies from Philly, and they shoved him down to North Carolina?
He's actually 50 years old, if you can believe it.
The fact
he hasn't been doing it for 5 decades if he's 50. Do the math.
He feels so disrespected. He's got to give a laundry list of things that he's done.
I wish you just said one so we can move on to the next test.
Well, no, here's the thing. But I was talking the entire time. This is a message to Glenn. I was talking. I never shut up.
So you want
he
me
kept
to-
bringing the volume down. So when I came in to go listen to it, I was like, oh, crapper. This guy kept turning me down. Most people. Well, you know, the novices, you know, so this guy, he's a good guy.
Oh,
Five decades. Yeah, keep going.
You can take on individual fans if you don't think they know enough about hockey. Go right ahead.
But not me.
You're talking with David Glenn of the David Glenn Show right now. I've probably forgotten more hockey than you and your northern redneck friends will ever know. I'll ask one more time. You have a chance to answer. And if you don't, you get hung up on unapologetically.
Ooh.
Don't forget, I'm a Philly guy.
Ooh.
I used to love when my Broad Street Bullies used to beat the smithereens out of the Boston Bruins. How many cups do the Bruins have since 1972?
Oh, God, this is
How many? Come on, man. You're telling me I'm inappropriate? You called my show this way, and you're telling me I'm inappropriate? Grow up, man. One more chance. How many cups since 1972?
Really? Hold on. Here's what you're missing.
Seriously?
I am ripping him a new one. He's like, I'm a Philly guy. I'm like, ooh, you're Philly. You grew up in Philly.
Yeah, but it didn't make the air. So
I'm doing it now. Ooh, I'm from Philly. I'm tough.
So he did not give us a good depiction of that phone conversation. He gave us one side of it. And that's what you want me to do now.
No.
You want me to do this from now on in, over here with this button.
Well, sometimes you could just shut a guy up.
The fact is that he's so insecure about it. All it takes is one guy to come out and challenge him on his hockey knowledge.
Don't forget, I'm a Philly guy.
Oh, that's right. The Broad Street Bully.
I hate this guy.
I'm used to people calling me and mocking me.
I hate this guy.
I gotta call him again.
I'm a big fan of this guy.
Game
I might listen to the show.
I'm calling him back.
Stream it.
If you answer correctly, I'll let you follow up. If you don't answer correctly, I will hang up on you unapologetically. How many cups since 1972 have the Bruins won?
Philly boy.
How many times? He's done.
See,
the answer is one.
I got it in. Philly boy.
That's all. You got like 10 words in this whole conversation.
Dude, I was tired after this call. I'm a little irritated at the fact that, he turned the volume down, but we still, exposed him as a complete hardo. Right.
Boston Bruins have been spending truckloads of money as a big market team with lots of money and lots of market behind them.
He goes on for the next, at this point, so 4 years already been dropped. He goes on for the next 2.5 minutes ranting about the Bruins and
hockey. It's not like baseball. The Red Sox with $240 million salary is a salary cap there.
No, it's a cap.
Hockey genius from Philly.
You should have thrown that up.
He's a Philly guy.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm Philly guy.
The Bruins spend more money than anyone in the league.
They should be winning.
They're allowed to go $20 million over the cap. I'm a Philly guy. Did I tell you that?
Would you ever, if somebody from, I don't know, wherever
he's
called
tool.
Up, but you said, "Hey, I'm a Framingham guy."
He's You're talking tool. With David Glenn of the David Glenn Show.
Right? Oh, yeah. Is that who it is?
In other words, he's got his own show.
Yeah, I'm credible.
I have leather-bound books.
People know me. I'm important to society. People listen to me. They take my advice. I'm really cool. At social parties, I sing songs.
So you're not want to have a man-to-man hockey contest?
Oh, not with me.
My stick versus your stick. One more time.
Not
this is
Danny
your
Glenn.
Last chance and your last opportunity. If you don't answer correctly, I'm hanging up on you unapologetically. Oh, I'm a Philly.
What is your problem?
This is not called the Chuck Show, okay? So stop
the Chuck
what they call a masshole.
I tell you what, they all
you
have
know
a go-to
pissed
line.
The, you know pissed them off. Now, you pissed them off when you threw Redneck out there.
Yeah,
Redneck.
I did. I'm all fired.
You can see it, that was the flip the switch right there at Redneck.
Oh, I know Redneck. I'm from Philly.
Exactly. Yeah.
You're messing with the wrong dude.
Never heard Redneck talk
five
before.
Decades
that was
hockey.
That was it.
You think that got to him right away?
Yeah, once you did
because,
that.
Because, hey, guy, how you doing?
But here's the thing, though. That is the narrative that's going on down there. Like, they don't know what they're talking about. They don't get hockey. You know, they don't understand it.
Well, they like that little celebration. And they don't even do that anymore.
That's what all the teams do. You know, they feel disrespected. They're a bunch of jerks.
I'm from Philly.
Well, that's the NHL's fault. If you move hockey to Raleigh, North Carolina, what the hell do you expect?
It'll be over by next
weekend. It seemed like they were having a lot of fun. That whole, like,
well,
they're all
fun.
Hanging out in the park watching the game. I saw Jeremy Roenick out there.
But how many of those guys do you think are filled with hockey knowledge like David Glenn?
I am filled with hocky knowledge.
Filled with it.
Filled with hockey knowledge.
He's got hockey knowledge to spare.
This guy's full of... I know he's full of something.
All right, this is going to drive me crazy. We have everybody now sending us pictures of various athletes and various people using the same symbol that the fan used the other night.
I told you,
David
Wrigley. Does it twice.
You showed us the
three in the elbow and then the hand down is a three.
The latest was Jason Tatum.
When
he
hits a three, that's what he does.
Exactly. These are the same symbols. So how do you determine it? So
Tatum's obviously a white supremacist.
So what the Cubs did is they got a couple of complaints. We know how that works. You get some loudmouth who's really pissed off, doesn't like what people are saying, and then they call up and they scream to management. So that's what happened.
Yeah.
Somebody was watching TV on the Cubs broadcast, and they saw this sign, and they saw it that happened to be behind a reporter who happened to be black, and they put two and two together, and they came up with five. Right? And then the Cubs, as you pointed out, Lou, and it's a good point, are already embroiled in their own controversy of bringing a player back right now who has been nailed for a suspension for domestic violence, and they're getting heat about that. So let's move on to something else that's controversial and get people looking in a different direction.
Right.
That's exactly what happened to this.
Sure.
But
so
there are a zillion different people coming up with this. What are you laughing
at? I love this. This is great.
I love when he laughs at himself.
This is a good
out
one.
Out of nowhere. We're doing a show.
We're going to a break. We're about to go.
We're still, we aren't in the break yet.
Like 45 minutes uninterrupted. I love this. This is out of context quotes from Glenn Hordway.
Right.
This is a thing now. We should have our own Twitter.
Give me one.
I don't know my gang signs.
I don't.
I know you don't know your gang signs.
Do you know your gang signs?
I do, though.
They were just
let me ask you this. I do know.
Let me ask you this. How many, Stanley Cup champions have the championships of the Bruins won since 1972?
That would be one,
ooh.
Alex.
Ooh,
but it's
good.
Almost
and ask it as a question.
With hockey
what
knowledge.
Is one, Alex?
Do you ever wear a red shirt or red anything?
I got a red thing
growing
on
up?
Right now.
Yeah.
I got a red jacket
saying,
on.
If everyone wears red, does that mean they're part of the Bloods? You wear blue, you're part of the Crips.
You need to be terrified.
Or does it matter where you're doing it?
It depends on what neighborhood you're in.
Oh.
Yeah, I would say
but
that's
we don't accuse people
specific.
Of being engaged because like they wear colors, right?
I wear my Dodger hat all the time.
What is wrong with us? What is wrong with society? What are we doing
nothing
right
nothing
now?
In terms of context, nothing, right?
Nothing.
We just run with it?
We're taking everything out of context.
We just run
right
with
now.
It? I think that this symbol's racist. I saw someone do it. He must be a racist.
Stupid.
Maybe he doesn't think that symbol's a racist. What are we doing?
I have no idea. As I said, once we lose the ability to give people the legitimate finger, the bird.
You know what that means, don't you?
What does it mean? It means something
else? That's got to mean something.
I might not do that anymore. All right, we get back to
you
your phone
hung
calls.
Up on unapologetically.
What a dope.
Called the guy a redneck. That's what you basically did.
It doesn't really work.
You called the station in Raleigh, North Carolina, and you basically called him and his entire audience a redneck. That's David Glenn you're talking to, okay? David Glenn, he's got his own radio network. We got another hour to go. The next 30 minutes are commercial-free.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.